Welcome back to No Hidden Agenda TV, sponsored by Caesars Entertainment and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Global Meetings Industry Day is just 1 week away, so we're unveiling how various parts of the world are celebrating, starting with our friends in Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas resort community will unite to celebrate GMID on April 11th, showcasing the value of in-person meetings and conventions to Southern Nevada with a marquee takeover. Marquees will feature the GMID campaign hashtag meetings matter. Iconic Las Vegas landmarks and resorts will also feature blue exterior lighting to mark the initiative. Stay tuned for our next episode of No Hidden Agenda to see visuals of this campaign.
If you want to take your company off-site, then go off-site, way off-site. So off-site, predictable will never find you. And the status quo can status... because average isn't invited to Las Vegas.
But vision and innovation, they were the first to RSVP.
The art of business requires imagination. And here, yours is invited to run wild.
If you missed MPI's 12-hour broadcast last year, you'll have an opportunity to partake in the Event Professionals Journey virtual event this year. Mark your calendars for April 11th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, as MPI features a unique theme each hour. This broadcast will bring forth a mix of industry leaders sharing insights and experiences on the impact of meetings on the global economy. Plus, stay tuned for special announcements and much more.
What we can expect for this year's broadcast, the 7th annual GMID that MPI hosts for Global Meetings Industry Day, will be one of storytelling this year, I think is the biggest theme. We're doing the theme of the embarking on the transformational journey of the event professional. And so it's really more of a journey of a 12-hour broadcast that's going to take you through, akin to the hero's journey. It's going to take you on this journey of what an event professional has to go through, starting out in your ordinary everyday world of planning an event, and then going through the trials and tribulations that every event professional has to go through in planning and producing events, and the mentors and the gifts that we receive along the way, and the wisdom that we get imparted from others who we work alongside to kind of grow us. And MPI being a professional development organization, that is kind of the goal, is to educate and to inspire on Global Meetings Industry Day through this storytelling. And so that's kind of the difference for this year in the 7th annual one. We really wanted to kind of take it into 12 distinct segments of storytelling for the purpose of our audience and really giving them some inspiration, education, and also a chance to kind of network and collaborate maybe with new speakers that maybe they haven't heard of before. One specific thing that's new this year is a speaker spotlight, where it's going to help us convey that journey that we're on, that hero's journey, and 12 different speakers that are out there in the industry speaking either as keynotes or in workshops are going to have little mini TED Talks that will kind of help anchor us into that theme, that will carry the theme throughout the 12 hours. So even when it comes to speakers, I'm really excited about the diversity of candidates, and we have speakers from Australia, from Zambia, from the Netherlands, just a really diverse geographical slate as well that will really bring to forefront, you know, it really is a global celebration of our industry.
Caesars Entertainment has made wellness its mission in so many facets, from its wellness menu, wellness activations, upcoming wellness summit, and now, for the second year in a row, it's bringing back the Global Wellness Challenge by Heka Health, here to provide insight on the upcoming wellness challenge and the company's commitment to wellness overall is Director of Sales, Patrick Espinoza.
As you know, physical and mental well-being is important to Caesars Entertainment, and you know, we care about our customers' physical and mental health, so being able to initiate programs in the area of wellness is a huge benefit for all of us. The Heka Health app that we have, we're able to not only record our daily activities, but again, like I said, we're able to create challenges for ourselves and for us to compete with others. Not only does, for our organization, not only do we feel responsibility for our own team members, but we're also feel responsible for our industry as a whole. What's incredible about the Heka Health app is that it is extremely user-friendly. So for example, it records all day long on a 24-hour period, every step that you take. So you can go into the app any time of day, see where you're at, monitor where you're at, see how many more steps you may need to take. Are you reaching your goal at 4 in the afternoon? You may not reach it till 8 o'clock that night, but it pushes you to get the goal. So there's been a few days where I'm 3,000-4,000 steps behind. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to jump on my treadmill. I'm going to get on my Peloton. Or I'm going to do a 3-mile run. But had I not had the app and actually the competitive opportunity within, I probably wouldn't have ran those extra 3 miles that particular day. So it's really fun and exhilarating to be able to achieve goals that just become part of your natural state of being competitive each day, plus taking care of yourself. You feel much better at the end of the day after you've done it. I encourage everyone in our industry to take part in a challenge like this, a challenge that Heka Health has provided us the tools to jump on this great opportunity. What it does for you mentally each day is a lift. And with this challenge, it only makes you stronger and better each day, both mentally and physically.
Thank you, Patrick. We'll share more instructions on how you can participate in our next episode. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Courtney. We appreciate you for tuning into this episode. We can't wait to see how you celebrate Global Meetings Industry Day on April 11th. We'll be back with more industry news and updates on April 18th. Thanks again to our sponsors, Caesars Entertainment and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority.